Hey everyone, what's up? Chad Wesley Smith here. Welcome to this episode of Beers with Chad. Beers with Chad now has its own feed on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio, so make sure you go subscribe to the Beers with Chad feed. I'm going to be going a little bit beyond the regular Juggernaut brand over there, still talking about lifting, of course, but as well as Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, business, entertainment, other sports, NFL, NBA, all that stuff, interviewing a lot of interesting people, entrepreneurs, athletes, actors. So let me know what you want to hear about on the Beers with Chad feed. Subscribe, give it a 5-star review, and look forward to more episodes.
Welcome to Beers with Chad.
Hey everybody, what's up? Beers with Chad coming at you again. This week, thanks to Tavor, I am drinking Breaking the Waves, an American Imperial IPA, 10% from Evil Twin Brewing Company. Cheers. That's pretty fucking good. And if you haven't checked out this week's Jug Life episode, my main podcast, go ahead and do that. Really cool episode, particularly the YouTube version. We talk with Frank Wintrick, the director of football performance at the University of California, Los Angeles, the UCLA Bruins. And fun episode. Frank is through and through a football guy for sure. And the YouTube version has a ton of cool B-roll footage. Watching the UCLA football team train that day. Incredible, incredible facility. One of the best that I've ever seen. So that was a lot of fun to hang out there. We watched their training, had breakfast with them in the training table, which is like was an omelet bar up on this second story deck overlooking the practice fields, overlooking the campus. It was a perfect day in Los Angeles. It was very nice. When we were leaving there were several times throughout our day there where Frank was like, yeah, anytime you want to come by. And anytime you want to come by is kind of, that's the thing, like you say, but you don't really mean it. Like, let me know if you need any help moving, but you're really hoping that they're polite and they don't do it. But, Frank Wintrick has since found out that anytime you want to come by, I took to heart. I like to go up there and train at UCLA. When we were there, RG3 just like walked into the office like, hey, can I train today? Deshaun Watson was there. Frank was telling us about Hoyce Gracie coming by and giving them jiu-jitsu lessons and stuff. So how could I not just want to show up for that sort of stuff? So make sure you go check out that episode of The Jug Life with Frank Wintrick. If you're interested in what I'm reading, make sure you, what I'm reading right now is Conscious Coaching by Brett Bartholomew. A lot of great insights about the psychology of coaching far beyond the, what is really in comparison, pretty simple in terms of, sets and reps and percentages and periodization, all that stuff, but dealing with the psychology of athletes that you deal with where, if you have a team of 50 players, you've got 50 different personalities that you can best reach through your style of coaching. So look for a future Beers with Chad episode breaking down some of the main lessons from Conscious Coaching by Brett Bartholomew as I work my way through that. Now, this week, football, real football, is back, and I want to bring you the CWS six-pack of picks. So for this first week one of the NFL season. And obviously, that's a six-pack in reference to beers, not a six-pack in reference to abs. What can you do? So leading off with the kickoff game, Thursday night, Atlanta at Philadelphia, the defending champs. Philly is 1.5-point favorites. And there's a lot of really good games this week. So these six games are really what I just see as the most interesting games of the week, the most competitive, but there's a lot of good games this week. Hard to narrow it down to just six to talk about. Nick Foles will be starting for the Eagles. You know, Carson Wentz not quite ready. We'll see when they bring him back. You know, it's probably in their team's long-term best interest to not rush that more than they need to. And Nick Foles has certainly shown by winning the Super Bowl that he's capable of winning important games. Philly, roster is stacked. Atlanta, roster is stacked. I'm very excited to see Calvin Ridley and how he performs for the Falcons. And Philadelphia is just a 1.5-point favorite. So essentially, the home team is basically getting 3 points for just being the home team. So if you were to think of them on a neutral field, Vegas really sees this game as even, that they would be even on a neutral field. So defending champs are 8-2 in the kickoff game since they've gone to this format of the defending champs playing the first game of the season. And, you know, Atlanta's going to have a chip on its shoulder. That was a really tough game they had against Philly in the playoffs last year. But I am picking Philadelphia to win here on their home field. I think they cover that 1.5-point spread, really just because they could only win by one and not cover. So I'm going Philadelphia in the kickoff game to begin the season. Next game I want to talk about, Houston Texans versus New England Patriots. Houston, healthy Deshaun Watson, healthy J.J. Watt. You know, I think J.J. Watt going to be ready to show everyone after really the last 2 years dealing with injuries, ready to show people that he is back, that he is the man who had more sacks than anyone else through his first 4 years in the league, more than anyone had in a four-year span, that he is Defensive Player of the Year ready again. Between Jadeveon Clowney, Whitney Mercilus, J.J. Watt, tremendous, tremendous pass rush coming for... going to be coming after Tom Brady, someone not known for his ability to move around too well. And, you know, on the New England side of things, of course, you have Tom Brady. But beyond that, it's like, that's a pretty weak roster. You know, if you got Rex Burkhead starting at running back and Chris Hogan as your number one receiver while Julian Edelman is out on his doping suspension, which I talked a bit more about that in an earlier episode, I don't know how you're picking a team with Rex Burkhead as a starting running back and Chris Hogan as a number one wide receiver, even though Tom Brady is so great. We saw last year that New England can get their ass kicked in an opening game, as they did by Kansas City. You know, the big question mark for Houston is the offensive line, but I don't think that New England has the defensive line to really take advantage of that weakness. So, though New England is 6.5-point favorites in this, I think Houston will win the game. And obviously in doing that, you know, New England won't be covering the spread. The next game I want to talk about, the Coughlin Bowl, Jacksonville versus the New York Football Giants. Jacksonville, who are their wide receivers? I mean, Blake Bortles is kind of like a fun guy to root for. I've heard him on podcasts, heard him on Pardon My Take. He's a funny guy. He's a guy that I'd probably want to drink a beer with. Blake, if you're watching, you can come on Beers with Chad just anytime you want. Just let me know. But with Marquise Lee out, who are their wide receivers? I didn't recognize a single name on their wide receiver depth chart. And of course, Saxonville, their defense is incredible. But I think Paul Posluszny's retirement is going to be potentially a pretty big loss for them. Not because Paul Posluszny was that talented or that great of a linebacker. You know, he may have been their third best linebacker, but he was definitely the leader of that defense, definitely the quarterback of the defense. You know, while Calais Campbell may be an emotional and a locker room leader, Calais Campbell's not calling out you know, plays and making adjustments from his defensive line position. So who steps up and fills that role? Is it Miles Jack? Is it maybe Barry Church from the safety position? We will see. Their defense is going to be great, but the Giants are should be a tremendously improved team. You know, with the addition of Nate Solder on the offensive line, other upgrades along the offensive line, healthy Odell Beckham. You know, Odell Beckham, Shepard, and Evan Engram, that's a very formidable receiving and tight end group, especially when you add in Saquon Barkley. Eli Manning, I think, is going to feel rejuvenated by, you know, the new players around him, by Pat Shurmur, the new head coach. Jacksonville, or the Giants, have a pretty solid defense. They have a talented on paper defense that should only be upgraded by their new defensive coordinator and by the addition of Alec Ogletree. I see Jacksonville being very, very one-dimensional in this game. Yeah, Fournette, TJ Yeldon, they can run the ball for sure, but the Giants defense should be able to make Jacksonville one-dimensional. So I think Jacksonville going into New York as a three-point favorite, I expect the Giants to win that game. Moving on to an AFC West matchup right out here in Los Angeles. Costa Mesa's own LA Chargers will be hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going to get a trial by fire for Pat Mahomes facing one of the best pass rushers in the NFL with Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram coming after him. So excited to see Mahomes maybe throw some 80-yard touchdown passes, 80 yards in the air, but I think he's gonna have a tough time. You know, this is a really good matchup. The AFC West, these two teams are going to have a great battle all season. I think the Raiders and the Broncos are many, many steps back from these two teams, but I love watching Kansas City's offense. Andy Reid's so creative as a play caller, using guys like Tyreek Hill creatively, but I think the Chargers have upgraded their passing game with Mike Williams, last year's number one draft pick, now being healthy. You're adding him to Keenan Allen and everything else the Chargers got. And Phillip Rivers has led the NFL in passing touchdowns the last 2 years combined. Phillip Rivers has the most, and he's adding a really talented wide receiver. So I'm picking the Chargers to win. They are 3.5-point favorites, but I'll say the Chargers will not cover. So going to be a really close game, a great battle between Kansas City and the LA Chargers. Moving on to Dallas at Carolina. Carolina is a 3-point favorite. So I think I like the Dallas Cowboys. My best friend will probably be on here sometime. Paul is a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. Grew up in a little town outside of Texas. When I was growing up, most of this was probably just because the Cowboys were the best team when I was a little kid, but my room was covered in Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith posters. My mom wouldn't let me have Michael Irvin or Deion Sanders posters. I think she knew what kind of extracurricular activities they were up to, but I love the Cowboys. I had the team pictures up, all this stuff, and you know, I want the Cowboys to have a great season. I love Dak Prescott. Zeke, I think, is a beast. They've got a great offensive line. I love the style, that physical style of play. But they are extremely limited in the passing game. I think if they're going to call plays the same way that they have the last few years, which is just no creativity on the offensive side of the ball. Now, if they show more RPO, more boot actions, play action stuff, with Dak, get Dak moving, you know, make him threaten the line of scrimmage on rollouts and all that good stuff, use his athletic talents, then I think we could have an exciting offense for the Cowboys. Maybe they're going to utilize Tavon Austin in all the ways that he can be utilized, Cole Beasley in the slot, getting him moving. But, you know, Allen Hurns is the number one wide receiver, no safety blanket of Witten. You know, with Travis Frederick having his health issues, so we'll see how the offensive line responds to that. You know, Zeke, I think, has got something to prove this year. He's going to have a big year, but Carolina, tough, tough team. Now, Carolina has two offensive linemen on injured reserve, and a third is questionable. That could be the difference in this game, as Dallas has an excellent, excellent defensive line. DeMarcus Lawrence, David Irving, Randy Gregory, Taco Charlton, guys who can get after Cam Newton, and guys who can particularly get after Cam Newton if the Panthers aren't missing three of their starting offensive linemen. So if the Cowboys win the game, I think the Cowboys' defensive line is the difference, but I'm going to pick the home team, Carolina Panthers, to win, but not to cover the 3-point spread. You know, I'd love to see the Cowboys show some play calling creativity and pull this out, but I'm going Carolina to win, but doesn't cover. The last game of the CWS six-pack is going to be Chicago at Green Bay. Green Bay, a 7.5-point favorite. Aaron Rodgers, Cal Golden Bear, is back. Last weekend, I was up in Berkeley. Cal versus North Carolina. They put it up on the board when Aaron signed his extension. And, you know, he's getting $135 million or whatever it is. So congratulations to him. Green Bay is going to be really excited about him being healthy. You know, the most talented, at least, to ever do it, in my opinion. I loved watching him in college when I was at Cal in the same time as Aaron Rodgers, Marshawn Lynch, DeShaun Jackson, Justin Forsett. Phenomenal, the only golden age, really, in contention for Cal football. So I love watching Aaron Rodgers. Now, on the other side of the football, new Chicago Bear, Mac is going to be, he's going to be getting after A-Rodge. He's going to be getting after that hopefully healthy collarbone. You know, Khalil Mack's only been there for a week, so maybe his snaps are limited a little bit. I guess, you know, he's an NFL player. He's a smart guy and can pick up the system and can pick up, go tackle the guy with the football pretty quickly. But, you know, maybe a little bit limited scheme-wise what they can do with him. I think the Bears are definitely improved. I think, you know, I could see the Bears being 7-9, 8-8. Maybe, you know, pushing for a wild card spot, probably pushing the Packers. I think this is going to be a really good game. But I think too many people are making the comparison of Jared Goff and Sean McVay, and they're trying to look at, you know, in NFL, the copycat league, is who's the next Jared Goff and Sean McVay? Young quarterback, you know, young offensive-minded coach. And they think, well, Mitch Trubisky and Matt Nagy are going to be that. And I just don't know that's an apt comparison, that they're going to be doing that same stuff, taking off the way that Goff and McVay did last year. Though I think the Bears got some offensive talent. They got, you know, adding Allen Robinson to the wide receiver group, two very good young running backs, solid tight end. Trubisky should be improved under Matt Nagy. I just don't know that he makes the first year to second year leap the same way that Jared Goff did. Khalil Mack addition to the defense. Roquan Smith getting in there. You know, he wasn't in much training camp, so where is he system wise? So I think Green Bay wins, but does not cover the very large 7.5-point spread. That's a big spread for NFL games. So that's it. Week 1 NFL picks, CWS 6-pack. Coming up, this is a new channel. New channel for just Beers with Chad, because I want to get beyond just powerlifting and weightlifting talk and the stuff that we cover on the Juggernaut Training Systems channel. Though, of course, I love that, and that's the main thing. This one is more just for me, so look for discussions beyond lifting. Though I will talk about lifting, of course. I'll be talking about, you know, jiu-jitsu training and MMA, you know, sports like football and basketball, you know, sports that people care about, business, both, you know, the business of Juggernaut and fitness and lifting business, as well as bringing in other entrepreneurs and talking to them, entertainment, all kinds of stuff. Let me know in the comments what you'd like to hear about. The next episode of Beers with Chad features my buddy Miles Burris. In 2012, Juggernaut prepared Miles Burris for the NFL Combine. He went on to be a fourth-round draft pick for the Raiders. Played a couple of years for the Raiders before, unfortunately, a knee injury ended his career. Chased football for a couple of years. So we talked to him about, you know, his training in the NFL, the sort of psychology he brought to trying to overcome this injury, and then finally, what he's doing now post in his post-NFL career, as he's very quickly and successfully transitioned to a career in acting. So cool to see Miles doing well, kicking ass in a new endeavor. Beyond that, the SoCal Performance Summit, October 20th and 21st, myself, Dr. Mike, Max, Dr. Quinn, Dr. James, and a new addition, Dr. Gabrielle Fundaro, will be at Newport Strength, October 20th and 21st, Orange County, Newport Beach, California. So if you live in some cold, rainy place or it's getting ready to snow late October for you, come hang out with us in Newport Beach. You can earn some NSCA CEUs. You can have a good time, learn all sorts of stuff about how to lift better, eat better, train better, recover better. And that's it. This was Beers with Chad. Go check out the link for Tabor in my profile. You can get beers from all over the country, all over the world, delivered right to your door with just a few clicks on your phone. Thanks for watching. Like the video, share it with a friend, and we'll see you next week.